Blog Talk Radio.
The station that rules the nation. From state to state, country to country, we play the hits just for you.
You're the home.
That's what I'm talking about. Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Man, that is so true. Beautiful day. It is definitely going down. It's beautiful Tuesday morning. It is sufficient 9:06. It's going to be a high of 103 degrees. I'm your man, Mr. Donnie B, a.k.a. Donnell Dollar. And my beautiful co-host is with me this morning. Good morning, co-host. How are you doing this morning, Miss Pageant?
I am doing so wonderful this morning. Just blessed to be alive another day that was not promised.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. And you know, we had to start the we couldn't start the show off without a beautiful testimony. We had to start the show off with that song right there, because truly he is the center of our joy. He is the center of our joy. No matter what we're going through, no matter what the situation we are in, he is truly the center of my joy. What do you think about that?
He is definitely the center of my joy.
I'm going to go ahead on and bring in, go ahead and talk to the people for a few seconds. I got to do something real quick. Go ahead and talk to the people this morning.
You know, I just want to say, you know, I went to sleep last night and you know, I was thinking about this morning, getting up and the things that I had to do today. And I, you know, kind of found myself just a little distracted and didn't really get the things done that I wanted. But I'm just so thankful to God that his grace and his mercy is new again on today. And I got up, and I had to just breathe, take a few deep breaths, and I said, okay, Lord, you know, let's do this. And so I'm just really excited that I started my morning off the right way, of course, with prayer and meditation, and then just going right on into the show has just
given
me a patient this morning. I'm excited.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. You know what? We're going to bring in, we got Miss Grant. We're going to bring her in real quick. And she's going to give us, every morning she calls in to give us an inspirational word. Good morning, Miss Grant. Welcome to the show this morning, Miss Grant.
Hey, how you doing?
Bless, Miss Grant. How about yourself, Miss Grant?
We all blessed. Look here.
Hey.
I want to start out by your show was so good yesterday. I hope everybody heard you. But I want to start out with a friend. And then I'm going to go ahead and talk through the word, because I don't want to take up much time on your show, because you got people all over the United States. So I'm going to start out with Pastor Sylvia Robinson, the pastor of God Promise International Church. I ask her, will she come and give a prayer, and then I'll read Proverbs 24. Thank you. Go ahead, Pastor Robinson.
Hello,
Tom.
I just want to thank you, Lord. This morning, waking us up, God, we just want to say thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, Lord God. God, a lot of people didn't wake up this morning. They were on the cooling board, Lord God.
Yeah.
God, we were some of the rain.
Hallelujah.
We stretch out our hands to you, Lord God, saying thank you, Lord.
Thank
God.
You, Lord.
And a lot of times, God, we forget to say good morning
good
to
morning.
You, God.
Yes,
but
Lord.
We say good morning to others, Lord God. God,
amen.
You are the reason for the season, God.
Amen.
And you are the
right.
breath of life, God. We just want to say thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for all that you're about to do, because you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider.
Right.
And thank you,
yes,
Lord. Okay,
hey,
I'm going to read for the prayer that my pastor, Reverend Andrew Nunley, a pastor of Campbell Drive United Methodist Church on the corner of Seminary and Campbell Drive, he gives us a book of the Bible to read each month. So I read from Proverbs 24, which says, don't envy godless men. Don't even enjoy their company, for they spend their days starting violence and cheating. Any enterprise is built by wise planning. Become strong through common sense and profits wonderfully by keeping abreast of the facts. A wise man is mightier than a strong man. Wisdom is mightier than strength. Don't go to war without wise guidance. There is safety in many councils. Wisdom is too much for a rebel. He'll not be chosen as a council. To plan evil is wrong as doing it. The rebel's schemes are simple, and the mocker is a scourge of all mankind. You are a poor specimen if you can't stand the present adversity. Rescue those who are unjustly sentenced to death. Don't stand back and let them die. Don't try to disclaim responsibility by saying you didn't know about it. For God, who knows ours, knows yours, and he knows you knew. And he will reward everyone according to his deeds. My son, honey, with the appetite. And so does wisdom. When you enjoy becoming wise, there is hope for you. A bright future lies ahead. Oh, evil man, leave the upright man alone and quit trying to cheat him out of his rights. Don't you know that this good man, though you trip him up seven times, will each time rise again? But one calamity is enough to lay you low. Do not rejoice when your enemy meets trouble. Let there be no gladness when he falls. For the Lord may be displeased with you and stop punishing him. Don't envy the wicked. Don't covet his riches. For the evil man has no future. His light will be snuffed out. My son, watch your step before the Lord and the king, and don't associate with radicals, for you will go down with them so to sudden disaster, and who knows where it will all end. Here are some of the proverbs. It is wrong to sentence the poor and let the rich go free. He who says to be wicked, you are innocent, shall be killed by many people of many nations, but blessing shall be showered on those who rebuke sin fiercely. It is an honor to receive a frank reply. Develop your business first before building your house. Amen. Don't testify spitefully against an innocent neighbor. Why lie about him? Don't say, now I can pay him back for all his meanness to me. I walked by the field of a certain lazy fellow and saw that it was overgrown with thorns and covered with weeds, and its walls were broken down. Then as I looked, I learned this lesson. A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, hallelujah, means the poverty will break in upon you suddenly like a robber, and violently like a bandit. Amen, amen, amen. I've read Proverbs 24:1-34. May the Lord add a blessing to his word. I thank you for giving me the privilege to come on. And we want to pray for Donnell Ballard's mother, who's in the hospital and sick. So all you prayer warriors out there, y'all come together and pray for his mother. But not only his mother, we have other people that are sick and shut in.
That's right.
And they need a blessing and a healing blessing. So right now we're going to ask in the name of Jesus, we're going to plead the blood of Jesus, and we know it's going to be all right. And we're going to have a blessed and powerful day.
Yes, Lord.
You too, Miss Crane. That was a great word.
Yes, it was. Man, you see, I'm over here just. I'm just so. You know what we gotta do? We gotta put the hand clap on for her.
We definitely want to thank
Sylvia Robinson for that wonderful prayer. Also, we gotta thank Miss Crane for that inspirational word. Y'all can check out Miss Rand on this show every morning giving us an inspirational word. We always start out with Miss Grant giving us an inspirational word in that prayer every morning, because we need that prayer to be uplifted, especially being on this radio show for 3 hours a day. We need that prayer. You can tune in to us on the Dundee V Gospel Morning Show every morning from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. So we're trying to really do something. And Miss Grant, hopefully next week, me and Patrick will see you out at the Como Parade next week. We'll be broadcasting live next Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock Wednesday morning for the 4th of July Parade in Como. Patrick, I hope you can get to join us as we do a live broadcast out there. We'll be doing our first official live broadcast out there in the Como area. This coming up Wednesday, next Wednesday morning, a week from tomorrow, next Wednesday morning from 9 a.m. to 12. So those who are tuning in to us, hopefully you can join us. And if you never got a chance to meet me and Passion in person, this is an opportunity for you to come out and meet both of us in person to be able to, you know, to have fun. And we're going to have a good time. We'll be doing free giveaways. We'll have our radio station banner out there. Hopefully we'll have our T-shirts made. And we're just going to have a good time, Miss Grant. We're just going to have a good time in God and just have a good time in just lifting up his name.
Donnell, Diane,
yes, ma'am.
Would you please say Lake Como, because we do have a lake out here.
Okay, we're going to say Lake Como.
Yes, we got a lake.
We'll make sure we say Lake Como. We want to make sure everybody know that we are doing big in Lake Como.
Lake Como.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We can't forget about that. You know what? A lot of times we call it Como, but you're right. It is Lake Como.
It is, indeed.
Now, Miss Grant, you guys are doing a lot of stuff out there in Como. Well, kind of tell us a little bit about what's going on out there in Como as far as the community goes.
I'm
going to
talk about my neighborhood association, you know, who I love so dear.
I can tell you really do love them.
Neighborhood association. AKA Elana Inc., ELANA, as a City of Fort Worth Causes Inc. We just finished having an installation service this past Tuesday at my house, and Judge Manny Valdez did the installation for new officers of East Liberty Avenue. We have some new officers, have a new president, Charles Jordan, whom his mother passed away, but he took her place as president. We also have a new secretary, Ethelene McCullough, member of Zion Missionary Baptist Church. We also have Pastor Henry Robinson, who has our own church, God's Promises International, up in Ridgemont neighborhood. She is our communications person. And seems that we had one more.
Put Sylvia on the phone so we can talk to her real quick about her church.
She's on the phone. Go ahead, Sylvia.
Okay.
I want to talk to you. Hello?
Hey, good morning, Sylvia. Welcome to DB Gospel Morning Show. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about your ministry, because a lot of people don't know you do a lot of stuff in the community as well. You being a homeless. She got this program where she helped feed the homeless program. And what's going on with that?
Well, on June 11th of this year, we celebrated 12 years of outreach ministry, feeding the homeless at three of the local shelters. So at the present time, we're working on a new ministry called the Promise Tree. And we will birth forth that ministry in December of this year, 2012. And that ministry will be blessing the mentally challenged, disabled, stroke, and cancer patients. But we're excited about it because it's not the angel tree, but it's the problem tree. And God's doing a new thing in our lives, and he's just adding more and more to our resume. But on April the 4th, we're going to be doing a back-to-school August 4th, from 10 to 2, we're going to be at the Como Community Center giving back to the community as well.
I tell you what, Sylvia, we'll come out there and, you know, broadcast live, because like I told Patrick, we definitely want to be into the community and keeping this station into the community. So whatever we can do to help promote it, come out there and broadcast live, do some free giveaways and stuff, just let us know.
Mm-hmm. And also, I would like to say, on Saturday of this week, June 30th, we're going to have the Ridgemont Square Apartments, 2508 Ridgemont. We're having our first community garage sale. So we're excited about that. And we would like to get everybody to come out and support us, because it's a good thing.
That's a blessing. Community garage sale. Asher, you never know what you find in the community garage sale.
What do you think?
I think I'll be the first one out there and trying to buy me something. You never know what you're going to find at the garage sale.
Because
we really have some shoppers that people that really like to shop. So it's going to be from 7 a.m.
I'm sure
it's
maybe about
2. Amen. Well, thank you so much, Sylvia, for that update. And keep us updated. Call in anytime you want to. Keep us updated on what's going on.
Thank you so much, and thank you for doing such a beautiful thing in the community.
Thank you so much, too, Sylvia.
Bye-bye.
All right, Cynthia Robinson, doing it real big. Got a lot of different stuff going on in the community. Miss Randall's busy doing a lot of different stuff. Now, Miss Randall, make sure you call in tomorrow morning so we can talk more.
Call you for what now?
I said, make sure you call in tomorrow morning with your regular inspirational word. You know, we'll, people going to be expecting you to call in every morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I will.
All right, that's Miss Randall doing it real big.
I'd like to give a shout out to my friend in Dallas, Texas. Her name is Ronzetta Edmondson, who always tries to keep me on track. We've known each other since 1967, since we worked for TI and stuff, and she's a big inspiration to me, even though she gets on my case all the time. But she's a beautiful person. And her daughter, Diamondette Edmondson. Also, I want to give a shout out to Carol Brown for being so nice to help. She's helped me out with our installation service, and we had a dinner sale. And I want to thank her because she's just as good hearted as she can be, bless her heart. Anyhow, that's all I want to give a shout out to for now. And most of all, shout out to Pastor Sylvia Robinson. Because, you know, she don't understand me. Anyway, she's always laughing, Donnell. She's always, we can't go nowhere. We're headed to see as I live now. And when she go find somebody, she like, Miss Grant, Miss Grant. I said, oh, can't you just call me, Doc? No, I like Miss Grant better. Okay, whatever. Anyway, I'm getting off of here. I love you. And, I want to also shout out to Reverend Andrew Nunley, Pastor of Tampa Drive United, because he's the one that does the word every month. And so a new month will be coming out probably when I go to church Sunday. So anyway, y'all take care of and keep looking up.
That's right.
And have a blessed and powerful day. I'm signing off. Okay.
All right. I love you. All right, it's Miss Friend right there. You can tune in to Miss Friend every morning right here on the All New Hot 107 FM. The praise as we keep you abreast of what's happening right here in your community. And that's what it's all about. It's all about the community. It's all about working in the community. Coming up next in a few more minutes after we go to a song, we'll be coming back. What you got coming up in the world of news? What's going on in news?
Good Tuesday, good Tuesday morning. We got some great news today, some great news stories. We'll start local news today.
Okay. All right, then. Well, we'll definitely be coming back with you with the news, with the update news on what's going on. We definitely also we're gonna talk about this. I don't know if y'all heard about it, but the lady over the weekend, tried to sell her baby. We're going to get more details about that and what the CPS is doing about it. What's going on? What's wrong with our world when you have to sell a baby, when you have to sell your baby to make your baby's life better, even though you're struggling? Everybody struggles. Is that a reason to sell your child in an advertisement? And what's up with that? What is that all about? What's really going on? Is that a sickness, disease out there that you have to? I mean, with people doing so much craziness to kids, we gonna sell our baby? I don't understand that. And we also gonna get into more details on world or national news because we gotta talk about this immigration law. A lot of people don't agree with this new immigration law that was just passed on this week. It's Thursday. It's gonna be a big day because the justice system is going to meet and talk about the healthcare bill, Obama healthcare bill. What's going on with that? We're gonna talk about that. And we're going to talk about, we're going to get into a lot of different stuff that's going on in the world of news. And I got to say a big shout out to Maria, who's listening. That's my little boy teacher, school teacher listening to us. And also to Christina, who's listening to us. on this beautiful night, on this beautiful Tuesday night. If you listen to us on Tuesday night, or if you listen to the rebroadcast on Hot 107 FM this morning, I got to say a big shout out to everybody out there listening to us. And again, we're going to have a lot more coming up. We just want to talk about getting into a lot of different stuff that's happening in the world of news, and we're going to get into that. And I'm getting a lot of people that they loving you, Pastor. You are the talk of the community. What are your thoughts on that? Hello?
Hello, Johnny?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. I can hear you now.
Okay. You're the talk of the town. People want to know a lot about you now. So people from all over have been asking me questions about you. So we're going to get into more details about that coming up in later on in doing the broadcast as well, because a lot of people want to know a little bit about you. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm ready to share. I'm just excited. I feel like I'm in a very divine place right now in my life. I feel humbled to just understand what God wants me to do right now, and to have made the decision recently to pursue my dreams and goals that I had 17 years ago. You know, it's just a blessing to actually have the faith and the belief to go after what you believe.
It is going very well for you, too. It's going very well for you, and I'm very proud of you. We're going to go to some more gospel music. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Pastor. Pastor's going to give us a news update of what's going on in the world of news. We'll be right back. You tune in to Hot 107 FM, The Praise, where we are praising God 24/7.
Oh, hey. the best gospel radio station. Powered by Crikey.com. Streaming at 320, broadcasting 24/7. Life is better with music at 320K.
All right. Good morning. We are back. We are your number one 24-hour gospel music station right here on Hot 107 FM, The Praise. Well, we are praising God 24/7 right here on Hot 107 FM. It is definitely going down. It's official 9:32 Central Standard Time, a.m., 9:32 a.m. on this beautiful, beautiful morning. And today's weather forecast is calling for a high of 103 degrees in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So it's going to be another clip of this hot weather. And we're going live now. We are, me and my beautiful co-host is in the building this morning. Good morning. What's going on with you? What you got in the news?
Great Tuesday morning. Great, great Tuesday morning. And what a beautiful morning it is. Co-hosting this show with Mr. Donnie C. I'm excited to share this on today. Very excited to share the news on today. Local news, we have, and this is such a blessing. I want to say I thank God for this story that I came across. It says that a Plano woman who vanished from her home on Friday afternoon was found alive Sunday evening on the grounds of DFW Airport. The 47-year-old woman, Janice Klein, was found in a restroom around 5 p.m., severely dehydrated. She was taken to an unknown hospital for treatment. So, Johnny, we have to know that in triple-degree weather, when it's extremely hot outside, most of us, we just forget to drink water. A lot of people just totally forget to drink water. Some people don't even like water. I have some friends that have told me, Pastor, I don't even like water. And what I want to say and just kind of give a warning, especially being that it's about to start getting really, really hot, please, people, make sure we are drinking water and enough of it.
Yes, that's right.
Enough of it.
That is so true. I definitely agree with you on that, especially with it being hot. Every morning, me and my little boy, I have to walk. Me and my little boy, I walk him to school every morning. Of course, his school is maybe like less than half a mile, but we still walk in the morning. So that is so true. In the morning, everybody got to make sure that you drink plenty of water because it's hot. It's going to be a hot summer. So you know, y'all definitely got everybody out there that's listening to us. Listen to us on the podcast. Listen to us on Hot 107 or on Blog Talk. Be careful because this weather is no joke, especially in Texas. Dallas-Fort Worth area is really hot.
Yes. Yes. Texas and Arizona, I'll tell you.
Yes.
Just make sure that we're drinking water. And that's going to be very important because a lot of times people don't realize that a lot of times when your energy is low, when you start feeling tired and very fatigued, you know, you just kind of wonder, you know, I'm not really feeling that good. What's wrong with me? What's going on with my body? And a lot of times it's dehydration. And a lot of the food that, of course, is just causing us to be dehydrated as well because it's very acidic, the things that we put in our bodies anyway. So we have to really make sure that we're putting this water in. And I don't want anybody passing out or having heat stroke, you know, just
especially
getting out of their lungs. Too dangerous.
Especially not listening to our program. We want you to keep listening to our program. If you ain't in good condition, you can't listen to the show. Oh, man. But you know what? Also, even if you don't like to drink water, my mom's a nurse, and she always tell me get some of the Crystal Light and get that Crystal Light and add it to your water so you can get that flavor. I'll be the biggest one to tell you, I do not like water. But I get that Crystal Light, and I put that Crystal Light in there, and I drink that water up like it's soda.
It's
like it's going out of style. So if you don't like water, like my mom always tells me to do, get that Crystal Light, put that Crystal Light into that water. I see my mom doing that all the time. And some people be like, oh, you can't trust this water, you can't trust the water. But in reality, you got to trust something because if you don't drink no water, you're gonna die.
Exactly. And you know what, Donnie?
No.
Exactly. You know what, Donnie? People that have children, a lot of times, you know, you see adults who will not drink water and they don't give it to their kids. You know, and I've seen kids pass out from heat stroke. So if you have children out and you're someone who really, you know, you really don't like water, please make sure that you are hydrating your children. Make sure that you're giving them something, you know. Make a comment about Kool-Aid, but no, you know, just give them some liquid, you know, give them some
right.
Like, you know, Crystal Light, Gatorade, Powerade. We just want to do the best to be stewards of our bodies. You know, we just want to be good stewards.
Man, you make a good point when you say that. That is really true. What else is going on in the world, in the local news, our national news?
Also, Donnie, I want to say local news. In Hitchcock, Texas, a retired Houston police officer has been accused of killing a dentist as friends got together for some fishing. 63-year-old Dennis Redding, 63-year-old by the name of Dennis Redding has been charged with murder. Redding was freed now on Saturday on a $150,000 bond hours after shooting 61-year-old Dr. Mark Holcomb. The victim was an oral surgeon. So this was obviously supposed to be someone who was his friend, and they all gathered to go and fish. And I don't know what happened between them, but this one gentleman shot and killed this oral surgeon. So, you know, I just think that's sad. I don't know what could have happened, you know, to, you know, didn't give any other details, but that, I think that's just terrible.
That's sickening. What is wrong with people today? What is wrong with people today? That is crazy. It's like people just don't care no more. What? I mean, come on now. I don't even know what to say about this situation right there. I think it's just sickening. It's just really sickening.
And look, he was a retired police officer. The one who did the shooting was a retired police officer. You're supposed to protect and serve, you know, and you're using your weapon, you know, to go out and commit crimes. I mean, I think that's just sad.
Wow. These are people that we trust with our life.
Yeah.
We trusted you with our life, and you doing some craziness like that? Come on now. That's how we have to, and you know what? And to be honest with you, that's why it's important that we stay prayed up. We got, if we ever need to stay prayed up, people, we got to stay prayed up now. Because it's a lot of stuff happening in this world today that's very sickening. I mean, it's very sickening. And we just got to, this is the time now, people, where if we ever need to stay prayed up, we need to stay prayed up now. There's so much sickness going on out there. But the Bible speaks about that. The Bible speaks that it's going to come a time when all kinds of strange things and craziness stuff is happening. And it's happening now. So if people don't believe that the Bible is real, I feel for you. I really do feel for you because the Bible is real.
And you know what, Donnie?
Wow.
That's so true. And what we don't realize is that, you know, all of us, you know, we're all dwelling in this space here, this world, this earth. And anything can happen at any given time, you know. So, I mean, it's only by God's grace. I mean, I'm sure this man had no idea that when he got together with his friends that he was going to be shot and killed. And, I mean, it's just by God's grace that things are as well as they are with all of us, because at any given time, anything can happen, you know. So you're absolutely right. We do have to be in prayer, you know, and not just praying in the morning, but the scripture says pray without ceasing. So we have to pray consistently.
Yeah, that is so true. And when we come back, we're gonna get into details. I don't know if y'all hear the news, man, but we're gonna get into details of what's going on with our black women. A lady sells her baby, tries to sell her baby for the second time. How three boys in Dallas, Texas? This happened close to home, Dallas, Texas, where a lady tried to sell her baby in an advertising ad, a newspaper ad. So we got to ask ourselves, what is going on? Why not just put them up for adoption? Better yet, why not? Why keep having kids? You got three kids. So you turn around here, you want to sell your child? So it's a sickening thing. It's just a sickening thing going on. Thank God that the grandmother got the first one, but the other two, the second one that she got, she didn't want the child, so she sold the child. Then she turned around and had a third child, and now she's trying to sell that one But now this baby is in the Child Protective Service. The CPS guy is investigating it. And she was on the news on yesterday morning talking about it like it was nothing wrong. Said she was going through trials and tribulations, and she was going through a lot of stuff with the baby daddy, and then she was going through money problems. I'm sorry to tell you, girlfriend, I'm going through money problems too, but guess what? I'm not going to get to the point where I'm going to sell my child. What I love my, now, you can't love your child if you're doing your child like that. You just can't love your child. Yeah, the best love, the best thing to give your child is love. And when you trying to sell your child to strange people you know nothing about, and, well, I sold the first one, and the first one was a good daddy. Okay, that don't mean that the second one's going to be good. The second one can be a child molester. The second one can be a murder, okay? So we have to be really, really careful, people, when we send our prayer. We don't – my mom always told me, think before you do anything, okay? This it's obvious this woman has not think at all, okay? This woman is just – to me, the woman got a mental problem, and she's definitely mentally ill, and we need to pray for her. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. You know I'm not the type to go out, but when I'm angry, I take this very serious when it comes down to kids, okay? When it comes down to kids, I take this very serious, and it just goes to show you that everybody is not fit. I repeat myself, it's not fit to be a parent. Y'all give us a call at 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. Because I am very upset now. God, pray for me, y'all. Pray for me. We are on Christian radio station, but some things you just can't figure out. Pastor, help me with this. What are your thoughts on this? Is this lady sick or what? What's going on with that?
I just wish, like you said, Donnie, as far as the adoption thing, I just wish that, you know, that people that were in these kind of positions where they've had children, of course, I don't really know, you know, what's making them have the children, but when they decide that they don't want them, I mean, you know, why not take them to the fire department or somewhere, just give them away and instead of putting them in harm's way. I really believe that is a dangerous situation because, like you said, you don't know, you know, who these people are. But, of course, if they've resolved to sell them, they do not care who they sell the baby to. That's not even important to them if they've already concluded that they're going to sell the child. So, you know, you see a lot of people in situations, you know, where they've gone through foster homes and then adopted, you know. I think about, you know, Les Brown, how awesome, you know, awesome of a man he is, and he went through that system of being adopted by Mamie Brown. But my goodness, you know, people just don't think like that. You know, let me put my child up for adoption or let me take my child to it and find, you know, I just want to sell him to whoever gets him, that's where the baby will be. You know, I just think that's sad. Like you said,
Right. And she said she tried to put him up for adoption, but she said she couldn't afford it. She couldn't afford $600 to put her child up for adoption. But look here, it's free adoptions out there, okay? It's free. There's no excuse not to get, you could have gave that child away. There's no excuse for what you did. It's too many free programs out there. It's free programs out there. Like you say, you could have dropped them off at the fire department. You probably would have done fell off, dropping them at the fire department, then you would be in jail. But it sounds like to me that she's more into the money. She's more into trying to get money. I don't even think it was a situation. I don't even think it was a situation that she was desperate. I think she was just trying. Maybe she could have been on crack. I don't know. We'll never know the truth until she goes to court and let them be the judge. Of course, in this situation, who's going to be the judge? The final judgment is going to be God. God is going to be the final judgment in this whole situation. So, again, people, if you think it, if you got thoughts in your mind where you want to give your child away, then that's what you need to do. Get on that phone, call 911, or, you know, like she said, call the fire department. When you call 911, call the fire department, and they'll come out and take it to the closest police station, drop the child off, and leave. But to sell your child in the ad, advertising ad, you don't know what you're going to get. Come
and
on,
then,
people.
Donnie, you know, I guarantee you, Donnie, that if that person has friends, I guarantee that there are a lot of people who, if they knew she was in that situation, they would take that child in. They would say, listen, you know, and I mean, they probably wouldn't even necessarily have to go through or even desire to go through the legal process and say, well, let's go down and do this and make it legit. You have people, and I personally know people who have just said, let me just take this child in. I'm going to raise this child and prevent this child from going into, you know, a crazy situation. I guarantee you people would have done that, you know. And so I just feel bad. I just feel bad for kids and for people that are
then you wonder why these kids are going through so much pain and so much frustration in their life and so angry and upset, want to go and kill somebody because we don't understand the situation that these kids are going through. We don't understand the situation. We don't understand how it feels going from foster home to foster home unless you're in that situation. We don't understand how we're getting mentally abused, physically abused. We don't understand that. So we have to ask ourselves a question, what are we going to do about it? And that's why it's so important that we pray. We pray and we ask God for an understanding because we know the situation can be tough and it can be rough. But other than that, child, we're just going to continue to pray for the family, pray for the whole entire family that justice is served for that family and that young kid will find a good, stable place to be at where he don't have to keep going through that. And family, we have to come together as a family, and sometimes we have to take responsibility. I know we don't want to take responsibility, but we have to stick together as a family and not let this kid should still be with his family.
Amen.
So we have to think about that. Other than that, it is official 49 after the hour. It's going down. It's beautiful, beautiful Tuesday morning. And don't forget, we'll be broadcasting live. Our first live remote broadcast will be next Wednesday, 4th of July, big 4th of July parade in Lake Como. And we'll be out there broadcasting live out there. Me and Paget. So if you never had a chance to meet beautiful Miss Paget in person, oh my goodness, y'all get a chance to meet Miss Paget in person this coming up weekend. I got an email coming in. Latonya, want to know, are you married, single?
What'd you say?
Latonya want to know, are you married or single? They want to know about your personal, I guess, personal relationship.
I tell people that I'm married to Christ. That is my absolute full ministry.
Well, you sound like my mama.
It's a full-time. Full-time job being in ministry. So,
I know that's right. I like that. I like that. I wouldn't expect you to give that answer, but I love that answer. I'm about to start saying that myself. I like that.
It's the truth. I mean, I literally eat sleep, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's what I'm all about.
Hey,
so.
Man, you know what? I love that. You know what? I say I'm married to my little one. I'm married to... Because I got to take care of him till he get what? Till he get 18?
18.
And hoping that he go to school. Hoping he go to college. If I got something to do with it, he will be. My little one will be going to college. He going to be somebody. I told, you know, they got an old saying. A lot of people was making a statement about this a while back. They said, well, you know, if your child can't be like you, then you ain't nobody. But I'm here to say we all want our child to be better than us. We don't care. We want our child to be better than us. I don't care. You can call me a bad parent all you want. I don't want my child to be no DJ. I want you to be better than a DJ. I want you to make more money than me. All right, y'all. We're going to go to the gospel music. When we come back, we got more music. We got, oh, my goodness, we got columns calling in when we come back. You tune in to the Our New DV Gospel Morning Show with your boy Donnie B and Passion. We are in the building on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful morning. We love y'all. Don't y'all go nowhere. Christina. We hear you loud and clear. Maria, that's my little boy teacher. We hear you loud and clear. We'll be right back. You tune in to the Our New DV Gospel Morning Show.
All right. Morning show.
I'm your man, Mr. Dunn B, right here on Hot 107 FM, The Praise. What you like the song right there? You like the song Passion?
I love it. I love it.
Me too. I love this song right there. It is definitely going down on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday morning. It's hard to believe that this week is going to go by pretty quick. What are your thoughts on that?
What are my thoughts on? Say that again, Donnie. I'm sorry. I had something.
I was just saying that it's hard to believe that this week is going by pretty quick. What are your thoughts on that? How fast the week is going by? I mean, from Saturday to now, whoa, it's already Tuesday.
I know. And it just seems like to me, the summer is going by fast, or it's just getting too hot too fast. I don't know which one. Usually I'm used to seeing triple digits, like, you know, all into the month of July and August. But here it is. We're just now about to turn into July, and so I don't know what's happening. Everything is just
right.
Going fast.
Right, that's so true. We're going to go down to the phone lines. We have our main man from New York City. We got John White live with us right now. Good morning, John. How you doing this beautiful morning?
Oh, wonderful. Morning to everyone out there in Radio Land. And I would just like to say thank you all for inviting me and the others as a collective. And the young lady, may I ask her name? Pardon me for posing. She's... Very enlightened, passionate, very enlightened, very enlightened.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is so true. John, how's the weather looking out there in New York? Because I know out here in Texas, we got some triple digit heat going on.
It's sort of normal now in mid-80s, so hopefully it doesn't get any warmer than this. Like last week, for instance, we had a few days where it was just extremely hot, 90s, and the heat index 105, 108, 110. Very, 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 very warm. So I had to do a lot of hiding and stuffing.
Right now, we need to be out there with you. We definitely need to be out there with him right now, Pat.
I know. That's what I was thinking. 80s. Oh, my goodness. I love it in New York.
Man, we need to be up there right now. Say, John, we may be making a trip up there tomorrow.
Really? Okay. We'll be waiting.
Well, we're just talking about some hot topic news on what's going on, man. We were talking about this immigration law that was passed in Phoenix, Arizona on this week. What are your thoughts on that? I know you heard a little bit about it, did you?
Yes, I've been following it. Not as aggressive as I would like. I heard bits and pieces here and there, and I've seen the internet. I don't know. It's just strange that they can pass laws, and we are really the originators and lawgivers. So I'm sort of baffled because people should not be held bound by these so-called laws and then have restrictions via these laws. So that's just another phenomenon. It's just baffling.
Right.
But we have to stay abreast of these.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, man. It's so much going on this weekend that everybody's trying to take praise about it. Everybody's trying to be praised on it. The Republicans are saying that they the one that's trying to pass this law, and then the Democrats are fighting over it. So everybody's fighting over it. And I got to ask you this, man. This is going to be one of the most important elections here in 2012. So what are your thoughts on how should us as African-Americans go by as far as vote? Well, what kind of advice can you give us, man, especially to the African-American?
Vote for I would say we just have to vote for the person of your choice. Obama's done I'm not going to go too much in detail with that, but Barack Obama has done a great job, a fair job, I should say. And then he's doing the very best that he can. That's basically what I have. Because I see that whole election, I just see it as a I've sort of fallen back the years behind, and I've just not really paid too much attention to it. the years, and I should have, but, you know, I just, one that has lost a lot of interest because a lot of things that has happened and occurred over the years and decades.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
So a lot of suffering in the inner communities, the urban communities.
Here's my biggest concern. Should we blame Barack Obama for this, or is this, should this blame be on the Republicans? Because it seems like every time Barack Obama try to vote for something, it gets voted down because the Republicans are saying, hey, we don't want this. We don't want this. So what do you think we need to do in a situation like that? It seems like everybody's trying to play the blame game.
Well, we can point fingers all day, but at the end of the day, Barack has limited power because of the Congress and things there behind the International Prohibition of Party Order. So with that said, he's, in general, you know, I don't want to go into too much detail, but to lay it on the line, he's only the CEO of a nonprofit private corporation out of Puerto Rico via instructions from England, CEO of a nonprofit private corporation called the United States of America, basically. Now, if he was president of Brazil, north or west of Mexico, that would be different, but he's not. But understanding the higher science of what's going on here, you have to be very, very aware of what's going on. The Republicans and the Democrats are one and the same, just have different names, but the energy is the same. There's a lot of suffering going on all around the planet. You know what I mean?
Right.
We have
I agree.
To understand this thing is bigger than the vote. It is bigger than Barack being tapped on the left shoulder. It is scientific. Until we understand what's going on through status and birthrights and our sovereign energies, we will be displaced and misled by this information. So this basically is the same game that is going on and on and on. And so again, it's about higher science. We have to understand what's going on. Under the National Maritime Admiralty Laws of the High Seas, Barack Obama is just CEO of a corporation out of Puerto Rico, which is chartered in Puerto Rico. And in the story.
How much, I've been doing a lot of research, man. How much do we know about this Mitt Romney guy who's running for president as well, who's running up against him? How much do American people know about this man? Is this man going to be a good fit to be the president? Because it's something about him that I'm getting that I do not trust about him. And that's why I think it's going to be very important, us as African-American community, that we must come together and we must vote. And we are working on some voters vote or die rallies coming up here in Fort Worth, Texas, real soon. But I'm encouraging all the young people. This is the most important. This is the most important election than it was when Barack Obama first got into office. We got to get this man. It was a must. We get this man back into office. I think. I mean, y'all may disagree with me, but I prefer to trust him. Now, I'm not saying that I trust everything he's doing. Some of the crazy decisions he's doing, I don't trust everything he's doing. I'll be the first to tell you that. But when it comes down to, you know, everybody got to go by their personal, what they think that they trust this man with and what this man is going to do to benefit them with their family. That's what I think. What are your thoughts on that, John?
Choose your suffering. It's an A or B task at hand. Again, I'm not going to say it's all bad. However, I am very much. How can I say? Let me put this in the right context. I'm a big fan of Barack Obama. I think Michelle Obama, their children, I think they're very, very, very unique family. However, this is bigger than Barack. And
right. I agree.
When we look at the effects of what is going on and what has happened around this country for many years and centuries and decades behind the voting, people being disenfranchised, people giving their lives and all that stuff for voting and standing in line and being turned away, you know, we have to look at ourselves and our community. We have to take responsibility of our community leaders, those that are millionaires and billionaires, those who are wealthy and are not wealthy. We all need to take a stand as well. And it's about moral support at this point as well. However,
right.
Choose your suffering, the A pill or the B pill. At the end of the day, I don't know because I'm not in that political circle. However, I'm not going to say it's all bad, but it's still a game of political deception because we are there. There's a lot of things that are going on in the various communities. You know, a lot of people are not aware of that. This is his last term, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, this is his last term. If he gets this 4 years, then this would be it for him. So,
well, he's going to fight. Have to fight in earnest. This is going to be a test for him. It's not going to be easy.
Yes.
Romney, or whatever his name is, he's going to give Barack a fight. It's going to go down.
Oh yeah, no doubt. I agree with you on that. And some of his policies I don't agree with. But I don't agree with everything Barack Obama doing. I really don't. I'm keep it real. But we gotta vote. We gotta get this man back in office because we got a lot of problems here. We gonna have to see if he gonna be able to fix some of this problems that's going on here in America. But right now. America is broke. We are broke.
If you go to the banks will tell you that the country is broke because you have the debt on the dollar, you know, behind the birth certificate and a lien on the corporate property. The corporate property is children, and that's us because of the birth certificate and that deed and that contract. So that's a The 2% debt can never be taken away because of the fiat currency and the movement of this currency. So unless we understand gold and silver and the meaning and the value that it has, we will always be dumbed down to a great degree. So, but that's another story in and of itself for another time. However,
you definitely got to bring, you know what, we got to bring you back on the show to talk about that. We need to bring some people on the program to talk about that because that's something that I think that's going to be a very, very good program if we talk about that. We definitely got
to
bring that back
up. I'm talking to some of the people in the community in Brooklyn and Harlem in reference to that. So we would love to have come back at a later time. We would have to make sure that it's set up. We would need at least 2 or 3 hours because this is something everybody needs to understand because – once we have a forum to discuss this matter, it will be very, 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 very beneficial to everyone. And again, it's involved with the strategy execution process. So that is another story enough for itself. I just would like to share for a moment with the listening audience a few.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Because this political thing, it's not new to me. However, I just have to be there as well. In the mastery of mind, a person has in effect become a vessel of expression instead of impression. Channels of impression that hold most people captive in a state of mind that relies on constant impressions of external information that is subject to forceful opinion of others, such as commercialism, the news media, politicians. Most people rely on this unreliable external information to make their decisions in life, be it right or wrong, proper or improper. This region of thinking has brought down many a people's lives and the things they've worked for because of the possibility of becoming misinformed and putting their trust in misinformation. Remember, be aware that human nature is prone to maliciousness, lying, cheating, and stealing. When the mastery of mind is accomplished through spiritual development, this mind is capable to discern the subtle causation back and underneath the forceful opinion of others. The spiritually aware person will be able to manipulate the negative and undesirable forceful opinion of others and render it harmless and useless. This is possible because spiritual wisdom operates on a higher mental plane that is above the awareness of the forceful individuals without them being aware. The lower mental planes are always subject to the causations of the higher mental planes. The higher the aspirations of the human mind on the mental plane of thought, the more rapid its power and the vibrations become to which the lower planes of mind and matter are subject to its wills and efforts. The misuse of this knowledge will bring a swift demise of the abusing individuals because of the law of cause and effect. A research into human history will attest to this fact. Thank you.
Wow, I like that. I like that, man. Woo! Hey, what you think about that?
My cup run it over. That's awesome. That's awesome. That was just so good.
Yes.
Like, just such a concept.
Yes. Yes. That is so true. Man, he always, I mean, and that's what I like about it. We have spoken words on this program. You guys are just, y'all are doing it. Y'all are doing it. I like that. I really do.
You know, John makes me think. After John talks, I don't know what to say after John gets done. I just have to kind of sit there and just kind of listen and listen to words there and Nate. And I'm just speechless. I can't wait to listen again and again. And it's just, I have to break that down.
Well, hopefully he's going to bring us, John, you will be bringing us this every day, right?
Yes. If the audience, if it's okay with everyone, that's fine. I would love to. I have no problem with that. I just would like to be part of what everybody's doing as a collective body. It's not the me or the I, it's the we factor. And as long as we're doing it on that chapter, fine. But I get my tools and inspirations from the mothers of civilization because they are the first teachers via being taught by the grandmothers in the womb and the mothers that are us through the womb. This is what we are giving back to the various communities around the world, globally and internationally, because there's too many children that are in need of water.
Yes. That
are misplaced. There are grandmothers and grandfathers that are walking by us and we don't even know them or not paying them attention. And it's not about other so-called ethnic groups. You have a lot of people that are politically and analytically and morally and culturally unaware that the umbilical cord that's connected to the mothers. So there cannot be any injection shots in these venues they call hospitals because the birthmark that they tell you that's on your arm, that's a misnomer, that's the dumbdown. The birthmark is the navel and the umbilical cord. So we have to understand that. And honoring our mothers and fathers, especially honoring the mothers, these are the keys. You have men that are in cell block 101, and the son is in 100. He has instructions later that evening to kill his father because Papa was a Rolling Stone. He didn't notice and didn't pay attention. And then you have children that are dumbed down and misinformed and infused with the notion of, like the rulers of darkness, they want to be in so-called gangs. And that is not the key. If you have children sitting at the table in the morning eating breakfast and one side they have on blue and the other side has on red, are you going to give the instruction to murder everybody in front of the grandmother and grandfather and mother and father? It cannot happen. Then the daughter, she's outside. Daddy's in the so-called prison cell or the slave port or the slave dungeon, which is the slave dungeon is the cell. The slave port is the prison. People are held captive in these venues by words of art and being captive through these so-called tribunals. A lot of people is unaware that if the daughter's out on her own, she gets a lover and a daddy. And then she's also brought in so-called gangs.
Uh-oh.
So at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, every day on every corner in the hemisphere, you have our sons that never knew their father because the fathers do not know how to wear the crown.
Wow.
And as long as we do not understand the rules of respect, self-respect. These men are running around with lost memory. The women and men being infused and buying rat poison or so-called drugs, being chemically imbalanced by all this. We will have disruption on the planet. And as long as that continues to happen, we will have wars against each other, people. And our children spilling blood in the street because they don't know who they are. They don't know who they are. And daddy has to wear crown. And we have to honor our mothers. If we do not honor our mothers, there's going to be problems. Because if a young male can respect a woman and call her the B word, then he's talking about his grandmother and his daughter. And if he will sell rat poison as a distributor, a modern-day Christopher Cologne / Columbus, we will continue to have these problems. We have to wake up and be aware. And it takes praying and fasting and nurturing and enjoying. A father cannot show his daughter how to be a young lady. And then have to awaken to, and it has nothing to do with religion. It has nothing to do with what you call the Most High, the Creator God. We have problems. We need to sit down, get down and dirty, and have not only fundraisers and things in the community, have shut the blocks down and have community functions where we can bring in leaders and preachers and chapters in the community and have things. You know, you on weekends, we need to have community functions where we can have an outdoor cookout where we can bring people together. 3-day events where you have the fathers with the sons and the women with the daughters, workshops and healing and cleansing. These things are very essential, but we have to stop our children, our young boys, and these young males need to stop waging war on each other, because if they weren't breastfed, didn't get knee with the last time, they will wage war on us in our communities. And this is who we are, because we are not following instructions. And until we do so, we have to honor our mothers and our fathers. Thank you. Pardon me for interruption.
Wow, man. That's what I'm talking about. Passion. That's what I'm talking about. On this show, we're going to keep, I told you, everybody, if you want fake stuff, you're not going to get it on this show. If you want the real talk, real conversation, talking about real things happening in the community, you're going to get this on this program. We definitely want to thank my main man, John White. He's part of our station, and he'll be calling in every morning giving us inspiration. Well, let me find my hand clap. John, I got to find my hand clap for you. I've got to find my hand clap for him. Man, John tells me, I love when John calls in, because I already know when he calls in, y'all, he's going to give us a word. He's going to give us the word of the day. Between him and his friend, we're going to always get the real word of the day.
We wouldn't have those tools if it wasn't for the women of civilizations. Those are the first teachers, and I'm honored by all women.
Wait a minute, Joe. Wait a minute. All right, then, John. You know I had to do that for you, John. You know I had to put the hand clap. Now you can go ahead and say what you're going to say, John. Go ahead, John.
And I would like to thank everyone for their time. And pardon me if I've imposed on anyone and caused any sort of discomfort, but I just wanted to remind everyone that honoring our mothers and fathers are the key. And as long as we honor our mothers, the Creator, the Most High, is happy. And if He's happy, we're happy, and our mothers are happy. But those of us that cause discomfort to the women of civilization, the mothers of civilization, is a big problem. But I am instructed by the womb of woman to being involved in this path of life, Miss Truth. This is what it's about. The women are the first teachers, and I'm so honored, and I respect all women. Thank you.
John, that is beautiful. I don't even know what to say about that, man. That's John White. Y'all can tune in to John White right here on Hot107FNThePraise.org. John, I definitely want to talk to you about getting your own program on this station, man, because I think you've got a lot to offer to the community. I think you really got a lot to offer to the community, and we need that real testimony. I call it a testimony is what I call it. What you think about that, Pageant? I call it a testimony.
I call it some meat. I tell you what, that is some serious meat, and we have to digest. I tell you, we have to really take time to digest that and listen to what John is saying, because, I can't tell you the last time I've heard, you know, someone esteem women like that. You know, normally, I'll hear Muslims, esteem women like that. And I don't hear, I don't get to come in contact with a lot of Muslims, but, to just hear women be esteemed like that, and, you know, mothers of civilization, and, you know, that's just that's just powerful. That's just powerful.
It is. Very, very powerful.
And I think I'm equipping a lot of people, you know, to just be better.
Right. You know what? We need more people like John White. We definitely need more people like John White. Imagine if we had 100 some odd John White in this world. millions of John Whiteys were. Do you not know that the world would be so much better if we had people like John White who keep it real, especially having that respect for women, our black women. Our black women are our queens. Our black man is the king. We got kings and queens, black women. We got to start having a lot more respect for black women. And women got to start having a lot more respect for the man. But it works both ways. We got to have respect for who? Ourselves first. If we don't have the respect, and that's for men and women and kids and everybody, we don't have the respect for ourselves. We can't expect nobody else to have respect for us because we don't even have it for ourselves.
My goodness. That's so true.
And I had to bring that up.
John,
what you think about that, John?
I'm just moved. It starts with that, you know, because, you know, we need to streamline our own minds and thoughts to break through the mortal barriers of physical limitation in our civilization is to survive. This civilization will vanish off the face of the earth like a few of the ancient civilizations before us if it fails to accomplish it. Because our minds are in constant need of expansion, must continue to expand. When the human mind has accomplished all that it can accomplish on the physical plane, it must break through the moral barrier and into spirit in order to continue its evolution. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Wow.
Amazing, amazing. I tell you what, John, don't go anywhere, man. We're going to come back to you and talk to you, Mo. Patrick, what you got coming up in the news coming up after the break?
I've got some health news that we are going to take a look at. I got some health news, and I also have some entertainment news.
Okay, good. And I want John to stay on the line because I want John to weigh in on the conversation of some of our hot topic news that we're talking about. Is that all right, Mr. John White?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm honored. I'm honored, I'm humbled, and I'm balanced. Flexibility.
All right. We have a lot more coming up on the all-new DB Gospel Morning Show. We're doing it big right here. We are your number one 24-hour gospel music station, and we are in the community. That's what it's all about, being in the community. If you're not in the community, we ain't no good. We'll be right back, y'all, right after this. As soon as I get my thing right, okay. Don't y'all hate when them... We still live on the radio, y'all. Don't y'all hate when them computers do that, y'all? They pretty much got a mind of their own, don't they? They got a mind. I mean, they really do got a mind of their own. John, what you think about that?
Say it again, Donnie.
I said that these computers have a mind of their own. We still live on the radio, man. But I'm just saying that these computers have a mind of their own.
It does. That's why they have the chip in it. It does have a mind of its own.
No doubt about that. In a minute, we're gonna go to a gospel song right here. Passion, what you got planned for this week? You gonna be anywhere this week?
This week, I'm just taking care of some business and some different things that I'm slightly behind on. Just kind of getting caught up and nothing real big this week other than taking care of business and seeing about my son. That's about it.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. All right, we got everything taken care of. We'll be right back. You tune in to the all new DB Gospel Morning Show with your boy Johnny B, John White, and Passion. We are in the building. We'll be right back.
Don't you talk? You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Like you know up in here. Cheap.
ain't over. It ain't over.
My life is so cloudy. Guide me until future is your savior. You can see yourself in heaven chilling out, can't you? You got to know that this the reason right here. Straight through the pastor, this the reason right here. I'm saved in the middle of the storm, no strain, not affected by the rain, ain't I? Getting fed every day in the middle of the family, cause I fall in the place of the most high. 1,000 might fall on my left side, 10,000 on my right side. But it's good to know that it shall never come nigh.
I can rip this song up and say, can't I?
Have the whole church praising with the Macarena. Ain't my savior strong. Ain't he got it going on.
To preach, I've been doing this since I was a little bit in knee high. Before on the top of the table, I could reach out. My first word in this world was E-I. Down here in Texas, since you know we say yee-haw. A big smile on your face, we get a cheese eye. When I give you word of God, you'll get a freeze eye. You wonder to yourself, what, ain't I good with God? Can I still be hard? I don't wanna end up being charged. Don't be alarmed and don't have no fear. The hood pastor's here and we're here to persevere. Ain't my savior strong. Ain't my savior strong.
Ain't my savior strong. Got it going on. Romans 10 and 9. You thank me for too long.
All right, y'all. We are back. We had a few minutes of technical problems, but, you know, we're not going to let that stop us from doing the radio show. Technical problems didn't happen. It wasn't a radio show. We didn't have a technical problem. It comes with the territory. Technical problem. Passion, good morning. What are you doing, Passion?
I am feeling so good over here, enjoying my Organo Gold coffee and sitting back just listening to the music, having a great time.
You know what? We're in the same studio, and I'm looking at you right now, and y'all should see her. She is just so crunk. She was looking at me like, oh, my goodness, what's going on? What's going on with the technical problem? But we got it fixed now. Did we get it fixed or what? Did we get it fixed?
We got it rolling.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that comes with the territory. I was just telling me and John was talking about that. Matter of fact, yesterday, me and John White was talking about that. Am I right about that, John? We're talking about how that comes with the territory, technical problems.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful thing because when those that are envious and crazy and out of balance, they applaud that. But those of us on the right side, we're loving every moment because these are just greater blessings that are.
That's right. See, John, I gotta ask you this: when you working in FM radio, do y'all ever go through any kind of technical difficult problems like that every now and then?
Oh yes. Live on air, it's insanity. That's when it sets in.
Wow.
And people start scrambling for dear life. You should see them.
Man, that's crazy.
It comes with the territory.
Yeah, they do. You're right about that. These computers have got their own minds, what I say all the time. All right, we're going to get into our quick look at today's top news. What you got going on in the world of news, Passion?
It is a great morning to report news, and I'm just excited to be able to share this story. This is one that I'm sure some of you are going to agree. This is one that's going to make you think. Health news. We're going to take a look at health news today. After Wang Lang delivered, she brought home a baby girl. And guess what else she brought home, folks?
What did she bring?
Her placenta. Uh-oh. Her placenta, which she plans to eat in a soup, adopting an old-age practice in Chinese traditional medicine. Now, the health-giving qualities of this placenta are currently creating a buzz in Western countries, where some believe it can help ward off, postnatal depression, improve breast milk supply, and boost energy levels. It is a common practice in China. And I gotta say this, Donnie, as a massage therapist myself, I highly believe in traditional Chinese medicine. I believe in the balance of the body. Like I mentioned before, I was drinking my organo gold with the Ganoderma herb in it. I take herbs. I practice acupuncture. I even go and see a chiropractor, but never in my wildest dream have I ever heard of a story like this where this lady, or just the medicine of Chinese traditional medicine, she brought home her placenta, and she's going to actually eat it. This is something that is practiced on a regular basis in China,
wow.
And I've never heard of this. But there are supposedly some health benefits.
Man, that's crazy. That's amazing. I never heard of that. You see, I'm like, I don't even know what to say. John, what you think about that, John?
Oh, I love it. Say it again, Donnie.
What you think about what she just said? Is that unique or what?
Absolutely. She's on point. She's definitely on point.
Wow. Man, she's coming up with the... She's coming up with some stories that you'll never probably even not one time heard on TV. that's what it's all about, though. We gotta come up with stories that I like the way you come up with that. You come up with them the stories that you really never really rarely hear on TV. That's pretty cool. What else you got going on?
Donnie, I want to know who these people are in Western countries. Who are curious about the health benefits. I mean, this is Eastern medicine, you know, and I want to know who these people are in this country, over here in the Western countries, that are buzzing about the health benefits. I mean, I know personally,
right.
I don't plan on having any more children, but, you know, if I did, I just don't think this would be a practice that I would be curious to know how the benefits would be.
It's killing people left and right. So, I never been a smoker. Don't like smoking. Don't like the smell of it. As far as my appetite, even the smell of it. So, I can do it.
Then you have a lot of people that have breathing problems, you know, that have breathing problems, and, you know, and then in this temperature, my goodness, you know, people with breathing problems, and then, you know, to inhale smoke, you know, it just makes
right.
a lot of people, a lot of people sick. So, yeah, so
we just have to wait and see on that situation. We definitely want to get into the weather in Dallas-Fort Worth area today. Today is definitely going to be a high of 106 degrees.
Woo!
It's going to be close to 106 degrees in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Right now, it is official. It's 94 right now at 10:55.
Huh.
No, what you think about that is we are catching hell in Texas. 94 degrees right now at 10 o'clock. It's scheduled to be up to 106 today. So I'm encouraging everybody out there in the Dallas Fort Worth area, whatever you do, be careful. Be careful. Make sure you put plenty of ice water on you. Just throw that ice water all over you, like my boy did this morning. It's going to be hot. What you think about that, John, out here in Dallas? You think you want to be out here in Dallas right around now, John?
Oh, I would love to. I have not up until this time given a lot of thought to coming to Dallas.
But if you come to Dallas, I'm going to give you some good tips, John. If you come to Dallas, whatever you do, try not to come during the summertime. Am I right about that, Passion?
Yeah, that's a great tip.
If you can, anybody planning their vacation during the summertime in Dallas, Fort Worth, please don't plan your vacation during the summertime. Plan it after the summertime, because when I say it gets hot in Texas, it gets hot.
Is that all year round, or?
No, that's just during the summertime. We catch hell during the summertime. The rest of the time, the weather is perfect. The weather is perfect. Even during the wintertime, we get good weather. We don't really get a lot of snow up here.
What's the numbers in the wintertime? September through March. What's the numbers there?
What would you say, Pageant? What would you say it is during the wintertime? Because it's not.
We don't really. You know, compared to I was in New York back in December of 2010, and I tell you what, it was freezing cold. The snow was thick. I mean, I was like, this is what I call winter, but down here in Texas, we don't have a winter, to be honest with you. I mean,
no, we don't.
We are lucky
but
to see two days, in my opinion.
Right.
We're lucky to see snow twice the whole winter, you know, and it doesn't get really, really cold, not at all.
The only problem that we have here in Texas, because we're not used to that type of weather, if we get just a little bit of snow, they ready to close the school district down quick. The public schools will be closed now if it's just a little bitty tiny snow.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's
amazing. That may be why the education system, that may be why the kids are not learning as much in school down here in Texas.
Get a lot of time off. No.
Go ahead, Patrick, what you say?
I was just teasing about other times. It just looks like we have all these holidays and different days that the schools, you know, will close down. And, you know, every time I look up, my son, well, we don't have school today. And I'm like, you didn't bring me home. You know, and he'll tell me, well, it's such and such. And I'm like, oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm
school. Wait a minute,
too much.
I'm school with this.
Yeah, I'm school too much.
Wow. I know, that's crazy. Again, today's weather forecast for the Dallas-Fort Worth area is calling for a high of 106, and this is no lie. So, everybody, if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, make sure that you dress cool, because it's going to be another hot day. But this is the second day of hot temperatures in triple digits. So, again, it's going to be 106 today, and tonight's going to be a low of 80. And tomorrow, we're going to be a high of 104. On Wednesday. So for the rest of this week, we're going to have triple digit temperatures up in the hundreds, over 100. So, again, whatever y'all do, you definitely want to dress. And there's no chance of rain. None this week, y'all. No chances of rain at all this week. So this is dangerous weather, y'all, for real. And the winds are not going to be that good either. So
Again, we're just the weather forecast for the Dallas-Fort Worth area. How's it looking up there in New York up there where you at? How's the weather looking up there?
Well, the weather here is, again, it's close. It's in the latter 80s, but it's good. We have none of that crazy humidity that's going on like it was last week where it was just insanity. We can breathe and inhale and exhale. So I love it. I love it. I'll be bike riding a little.
I'm kind of jealous, though, John. You guys got 80 weather temperatures up there, and we dealing with 100 and almost, like, I mean, 106 weather temperatures up here. I mean, it's so hot when you go out. I mean, I'm going to tell you just how hot it was on yesterday. It was so hot on yesterday that my little boy had a piece of candy, chocolate Snickers. I kid you not, as soon as I went outside, 5 minutes later, the candy melted. I had to put it into the ice box in the freezer to keep it frozen for 5 minutes. What did I tell you right there? That's how hot it was.
Whoa. That's amazing. See, days like this, in the afternoon, if I'm not riding to Central Park, in between time, I will ride Brooklyn Bridge because Brooklyn Bridge has a lot of energy. From Lower Manhattan, World Trade Center area, all the way end of Adams and Tillery downtown. And then ride through various parts of downtown Brooklyn and the Heights and come back and go over the bridge. This is a wonderful day for that. There's so many what they do. And then they have a park up under the bridge now on both sides. So it's wonderful. It's unique. And then I do my reading and sit by the water and get that great energy and you know, just inhale and exhale because it's where it is. Those of us that are free and engaging in inhaling, exhaling, and using these faculties.
Wow.
John is mentioning, Donnie, about the bike riding, and I love to ride, and I'll tell you, you know, of course, it's not even pleasant to ride a bike right now, and, you know, in Texas, it's just not even pleasant, not even to get up and ride at 6 or 7 in the morning. You know, you're already sweating and feel by the time you get out the driveway. And I love when John talks about the balance and the energy. I just, you know, because you have to be balanced. You know, I think about the spirit, the body, and the soul. And, you know, you have to have balance in your body. And he talks about the energy, you know, and sitting by the water.
Right.
That's my son. John is my kind of person.
Man, I know that's beautiful. That is beautiful. I mean, especially, I mean, but not in Texas right about now. Unless you're going to do it maybe after. You may have to wait till after the summertime for that to plan that.
I
bet you any amount of money John wouldn't last not 1 week here in Texas.
I'm conditioned. Oh, that wouldn't be a problem. I'm conditioned because when I'm riding my bike, I have on a sweatsuit with my hoodie, and it's about workout. And 3 days a week, I'm at Columbia University swimming aerobics. So water aerobics is great. And I just, you know, it's in the mind. I have to condition myself to make sure that I'm prepped and ready. And that would just be greater, you know, I would have to concentrate and be more aggressive mentally because it wouldn't be grueling. I would just have to adjust. Flexibility. And that's no problem.
Yeah.
That's all. I'm reprogramming my mind, you know, and just
reprogramming. Now that's true.
But, it will be a test, trust me. I've heard about the heat in Texas. I haven't frequented Texas yet, but it will be a grueling test for me, you know. I don't think I would do the whole sweatsuit. I would do the T-shirt, the towel around the neck wet, and I usually have my T-shirt that I wash out by hand, a little chlorine in it, and some other things, and then have it put it on, not soaking wet, but wet, so that I don't have to go out with a dry shirt on, you know, and be comfortable, have my weights on my ankle, my arm, and get ready, you know. And that's a wonderful thing.
See, John makes life so easy, just listening to it. But it's just really that easy when you actually do it. You make it so simple, but when you actually do it,
well, yeah, because my towel is wet, honey. My towel is not dripping wet, but it's wet enough so when I put it around my neck, I don't have to worry about, you know, going into hydrated. Then my water I drink is alkaline, and I put black seed oil in it and some lemon juice. So that's okay. And then mornings, every morning I have wheatgrass early or the midday, during the midday I have wheatgrass. And in the evenings I use vitamin C powder, the crystal, in my water and in my food. Vitamin E and D in liquid drops. So I'm okay. I'm fine.
Yeah, so he all right. All right, John, don't y'all go nowhere. We're going to the Long Gospel Music. You're tuning into Hot 107 FM, The Praise. Big shout out to everybody that's listening to the R-Cast. We're no longer live on the internet, but we are, well yes, we are. We're still on Hot 107 FM, The Praise. And we also on R-Cast. A lot of people tune into the R-Cast. Big shout out to everybody that's listening to us. Big shout out to Latoya. She listens to the show every morning faithfully. She says she's been loving the show. She loves the new co-host, and she also says she likes John. John, what you think about that, John? Down in San Antonio.
Oh, wow, that's another part of Texas, right?
Oh yeah, so, that's another part of Texas.
I haven't. Again, I've been studying and looking at some things in reference to San Antonio, Houston, and Dallas, and this has been my dream to, once I get into Texas, start traveling and going to these various states and visiting.
Now, John, if you're looking for a good radio station when you come out here, man, I tell you what, 97.9 and 94.5 is a really, really good radio station. They owned by Radio One, man. So if you're looking for a nice radio station to work at, sometimes, man, you probably get. I'm quite sure you will get your job working for a mainstream radio station up here in Dallas Fort Worth.
I'm listening.
I heard it. I heard it. Good. All right, y'all. We'll be right back. You too. Go ahead, John. Go ahead.
What's the format there? Is it what sort of format do
we
have here?
94.5 is old school. Radio One owns, but they own radio stations all across the country, man. But in Dallas Fort Worth, they own two radio stations. They own 94.5, which is an old school station, and they own 97.9. Now, 97.9 is just a main hip hop and R&B station.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But they play, but 94.5 is more like the old school.
Okay.
And we're about to get ready to go to some more music.
Okay.
Y'all definitely tune in to the all new DB Gospel Morning Show right here on Hot 107 FM The Praise with Johnny B. Passion and my main man, John White. We'll be right back.
Don't you talk. You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Like you know up in here.
it ain't over. It ain't over.
That we serve such a strategic commander-in-chief that if we never lifted up a voice to praise him, he has worked it out that if we just gathered in his name, that his spirit would show up in the midst of us to heal the sick, to regulate our minds, to bring encouragement and to strengthen us. There's a song that says he is the source and the strength of our life. And I'm going to do total praise, and when I get to the end where it says, all man, I want every voice to join in together and sing it with me, and let's, sir, worship him in spirit and in truth and give God the honor and the praise that he deserves. Amen? Amen. Total praise.
Welcome back to the All New DB Gospel Morning Show. I'm your host, Mr. Johnny B, along with Miss Passion in the building. John White standing by, and we are definitely doing it big on this beautiful morning. It is official 11:20 after the hour, right here on what? On the hottest new gospel station. I'm just gonna start saying 20 after the hour. That Johnson, that's what they say in regular FM radio. All right, y'all, man. It is definitely going down. John, Patton, I just read this article on CNNnews.com just a few seconds ago that Ann Carey from NBC has been offered millions of dollars to leave as the co-host. What are your thoughts on that? What's going on in morning TV that people are fighting over position ratings? What's up with that?
That's basically what it's about. It's a war on who can convince the other or parties to leave behind certain perks. And that's what it's about. They're waging war, even though it's media. They're waging war because it's about not only ratings, it's about trying to gain that number one slot. And also gathering the listeners' attention and the followers. So everything, it's about war, ratings, war and ratings.
Wow, that is crazy. So what you're saying is if they don't get a certain ratings on their TV network, then they have to pull the plug, pretty much. That's what they're talking about doing with Ann Carey. Ann Carey, she's been the host of that show almost a year and a half, if not 2 years. She's been a host.
Well, she's
co-host.
To have lasted that long. It's a war on ratings, and then if you don't have the followers and their ratings and their numbers fall, you know, they're looking for replacements prior to you knowing what's going on, and you can come in and be removed at any time. You know?
Wow.
Unfortunate, wow. But... if you're on it from 8 to 4, you have to be in there between 3 and 4 or 5 in the morning prior to. They work you like a government mule. So it is what it is.
Man. Passion, what you think about that? And
wow.
You actually getting ready to go to school for that, so you might be working in that in a major field like that. What are your thoughts on that, Passion?
Well, now what I want to take up, what I want to do, Donnie, is just have my own show as well. I don't really want to get into television, really. That's not something that I want to do. Even though I realize that I'm a speaker and I know that I may go on different shows to be a guest speaker, but as far as just getting into it, you know, pursuing full time career, that's actually something that I'm going to stay away from. Yeah, I just rather be a personality and be able to share my gifts from this kind of platform versus.
And you're doing a great, you're definitely doing a great job at that, for real. And you don't even need to even go to school for that, to be honest with you. People say you have to go to school, but sometimes it's not what you know, it's who you know.
You can
go to school for that all you want. And 50% chance the people that went to school for that still ain't going to get into that type of position. I got a friend, I won't call her name out, but I got a friend that went to school for radio broadcast. Not for radio, but for the whole media, mass communication. And she ended up just getting her own newspaper started, but she tried to get into TV, just couldn't get in because she didn't know the right people. And I think that's very important. Is that when you thinking about going to school for a certain trade, get it, you know, get to know somebody that's in that field. And that way you will have a better opportunity to be able to get into that field. So that's the advice that I would give to any young person out there that's listening to us, that's thinking about getting into radio, television, broadcast. And I want people to know there's nothing wrong with going on, you know, doing an internet radio show. If people tell you, oh man, no, internet ain't where it's at. No, internet is where it's at, because the internet radio is now the future of every media source. So when people get to telling you the internet is not where it's at, TV and radio is where it's at, you let them know, say, no, that's not what I, that's not the research that I came up with. The research I came up with, that internet radio is taking over slowly, for sure, but it's taking over. John Wright, you got a lot to say about that. Go ahead and talk about that real quick, man.
It's wonderful. I would say you're definitely on point with that. So-called mainstream radio will be obsolete at some point in time. And then this gives people and individuals and family members creative control, to say the least. And it's very, very, very unique platform because the internet affords everybody to pay close attention, as opposed to you don't have a radio, if you don't have time to get in your car. You know, nobody is really into the old way of flipping on a switch, sitting there listening and waiting for the same old thing to be repeated over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And the format, you know, it's not really where it's at. So people need freedom, and we need to stay creative and
Keywords.
Not competing against one another. And that's where it is. It's freedom of expression, universally.
Yeah, man, because they, you know, I used to do TV on community cable. They have, the city of Fort Worth have completely tucked the voice of the community away. But at the same time, I don't even blame the city of Fort Worth for that. I blame the people. People, the biggest thing that we have to do as a community is whatever we want, we have to fight for it. It was a crime shame when I went to that city hall by myself and I put the word out and let people know we needed everybody to be there at that city hall that was producers to have they had their own TV show on community cable to come out here and come to this meeting. Now, one person from the community cable station, as far as the people that got shows on there, came out to this meeting that they had with the city of Fort Worth. And anything that you want, you got to fight for it. I remember back 20-some-odd years ago when the city of Fort Worth threatened to take the community cable station away. Every minister, everybody came together and said, no, we do not want you taking the voice of the community away. And guess what? With everybody coming together, we made a difference. Black people, we have to start coming together as a community, and we have to start fighting for the rights of us as African-American community. We have to start doing that. Otherwise, we're just wasting our time. We're wasting our time because we don't fight for what is right for our community, for what is right for our young people, then guess what? We'll never, ever be able to get to the next level. We'll always be one race that's going to be left behind. You notice the Latinos, they're moving up. They don't pass us. Why? Because we do not fight for what is right for African America. We stand right here and we don't support each other. We the biggest, but we talk about other people, we are the biggest one that do not support each other. Everybody else, white people support each other. Mexicans support each other. Even Chinese support each other. We don't support each other. And we're going to continue to go through what we go through until we get fed up, where we have to come together and make a difference. Y'all may not ever see me and hear me say it again, but I had to say it. It was on my mind. I had to say this. I care for my community, but at the same time, do the community care for themselves? So we have to. That's what we have to say. John, I want you to weigh in on that, man, because me and John, we talk every day. We talk 5-6 times a day.
Okay, if I may, with that, in the path of light has instructed me to just share with something. Clarity, competence, concentration, common sense, creativity, consideration, consistency, commitment, courage, confidence. As a community, we are a community regardless of ethnicity and ethnic groups. We are a community of Atum / Adam.
Hmm.
This is what it means. We are one family. There's no such thing as biological parents. We have multiple parents from one parent. And here we are. The agreements are agreeing and disagreeing, but with competency, commitment, consistency, courage, we have the ingredients and resources, so we don't have to point the fingers at others. We have to unite and get down and dirty and do what we have to do. We have all the resources after prayer, within the ingredients of prayer, at the end of your sleeve. So we don't have to worry about those that are, those that are not. It all it takes is a few people with sound minds, those that are consciously awakened and aware. This is what these ingredients have been given to us, and it doesn't cost anything but the sweat of our brow. We need to do what we need to do. And again, why worry? Go out and make a difference, and this is what we're doing. And then those that want the quick fix, we say to them, beware of what you become in pursuit of what you.
All right. Tessa, you're just taking all this in and she don't know what to say.
That's really good. No, that's really good, what John was saying. And even going back to, and like John said, we really don't have to be concerned about, you know, those that are not. But then what you said, Donnie, kind of made me think about the Willie Lynch, you know, mindset of a lot of people. And I know a lot of people are just not even familiar with the Willie Lynch letter. And that's probably going to be another show. I would love to get John to talk about that and to just share with me also that. That would be a definitely deep show. But I was going to say, you are so right, Donnie, about that. Just to clear, I've got to go back here, y'all, just a little bit to just bring clarification, because I know you mentioned about the school thing, and it's so true. Having a degree does not mean that you are going to go out and land this awesome job and work on it 50 years and just be in this wonderful place, because a lot of times you get a degree and you don't do anything with it. But for me, I recently learned what my personality type was, and I'm a what you call a DI, a caloric sanguine. And I know that that's the same thing. We have issues with following through with things. So for me, it took me a long time to actually learn that. And now what I'm doing is going back and I'm finishing things that I started. And so I went to school, you know, 17, 18 years ago. I stopped going, you know, due to some spiritual things that were going on in my life. And so I recently decided to return to that. And it's so important to me to finish what I start, you know, because I'm a really good initiate. I can start out some stuff and get the whole world to jump on board, and then after a while, I just kind of fall off. That's kind of been a part of my personality, but now I understand that, so I'm working towards finishing what I start. So I'm just excited about that whole process and being able to conquer, you know, that spirit of defeat that I've been dealing with for a long time. So everything is just,
Well, you know we got you back. You family. We got you, man. John, we got you back. Am I right about that, John White?
Yes. And I just like to add on, and thank you, my sister. I like to add on what you were saying. Under the Hegelian education to the state and for the state and by the state, that's the key there, because those college degrees are nothing more than issued certificates. I have a master's in what? However, when it comes to his story and the libraries, the lies that are buried, we have
to be
analytically aware of what's going on, because control that they have over our children, and the grammar and grammar school, those are spells. They get our children in preschool and private school and these other schools, and these just venues of babysitting, because they don't teach them. They teach them to and instruct them with methods of deception to be employees, as opposed to showing our children how to be employers, and having them have 1 million to 100 million children all over the world at 5, 7, 9, and 10 years of age with their own corporations building and having do the blueprint on engineering and fly a kite in a plane. Have your children at the age of 10 being junior marketers and the junior engineers, showing them mathematics and science? Why not show them how to go out and have their own venues in Africa with other children in the land and own the deed to the land, not the mountain or the house that it sits on? Get the deed and land and management of Washington, D.C., and show them how to take one-tenth grain of silver and gold and go into a closing and not be tricked with by the so-called bankers called a mortgage. That's a rental deed under feudal law. We must know the science of going out and getting what we need. We're paying for water. We've lost our minds. And don't have the venues anymore when we don't purchase and save the land and have the water from the land where we don't need to go out of the water. And when we are buying water, more expensive now, so we have really been out of pocket, if you will. But we have to understand these things that are going on today for control of the mind. The children,
right,
school, they're nothing more than employees. And when they get out of high school and college, they can't even get a job. So the only thing is available is the military, drugs, or the jails, or McDonald's, or Burger King. And it's got to stop, but that comes from homeschooling. Decode them, re-educate them, sit them down at the table, show them what's going on. And then we have to understand that under the Hegelian dialectic, we have problems. When the bell rings, the children are running around to this class and that class. Understand the Hegelian dialectic. Education to the state, for the state, and by the state. We have to awaken. Show the children how to critically think. Show them mathematics, science, astrologic.
Right.
Show them these things. Until then, we're going to have problems. I'm finished.
Wow, so true. So true. Wow.
Yeah, that is. That is. John, you made it. Man, you. He did it with that one, did he?
Yeah.
We get some teaching on her every day, don't we? Don't we, Passion?
Yeah, we do. We see it's a lot of work to be done. There is a lot of work to be done.
Yes.
And we need everybody to get on board with this work that we're needing to do.
Right. I definitely agree with you on that. John, don't y'all go nowhere. We're going to go to some more music, play some more gospel music real quick. And when we come back, we're going to talk more. More conversation with John White. And your boy, Donnie B. We'll be right back.
Oh, God, once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary, and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands to give you the glory. We lift our hands to give you the praise. And we will praise you for the rest of our day.
Yeah.
We will praise you for the rest of our day.
song right there. What you think about that? You like that song right there?
I love this song. I love it.
It sounds
yes
better.
This morning, I have a yes down in my spirit.
Yes, me too. All right, y'all. All right, y'all. It is 70 going down this beautiful morning. It's your boy, Donnie B, man. What I'm going to say? I'm so crunk. I don't know what to do. I'm crunk. I'm just crunk. You know, it's a beautiful morning. Even though it's going to be hot today. 106 degrees today. And that's for real, y'all. Real talk. 106 today. So everybody in Dallas, Fort Worth, whatever you do, you better dress cool because you're going to need it. Some people may not even want to put no T-shirts on. Y'all didn't hear Donnie B say that, though. Y'all didn't hear me say that. All right, then. John White, what's going on, John White?
Oh, I'm just sitting here trying to stay energized. That's all. That's all. I'm trying to stay energized. And it's just
man, I don't know about you, John. I'm having a good time. We got less than 20 minutes left before we be getting ready to get up out of here, man. It is amazing how time just be flying when you're having fun, y'all. 3 hours just go by too quick for me. But you got some quick news from the last minute look at news. What's going on in the world of news?
I do. In the entertainment news, for all you Jeopardy lovers out there, Jeopardy host Alex Trebek is in a L.A. Los Angeles hospital recovering from a mild heart attack. He was admitted to the Sinai Medical Center on Saturday. The 71-year-old is expected to fully recover and resume the show on a new season in July. While in the hospital on Saturday, Jeopardy won a Daytime Emmy Award for the Best Game Show. So I know we have a Jeopardy lovers out here listening to us today. So, yes, we'll keep Alex Trebek in prayer. We'll hope that he's in a recovery.
All right, then I got some quick church announcement. My church, big shout out to my church, my wonderful pastor that's listening to the evening service, evening programming, the rebroadcast. Central Christian Church of Arts District will be having their red, white, blue barbecue Sunday, July the 1st at noon. So a lot of the church members that's listening to the program, if you want to come on out, it's going to be old-fashioned family barbecue. Man, what y'all think about that? Y'all getting me hungry already. How about all this good food? Say that again?
Donnie, I see you got to have some watermelon, too.
You know they got to have some watermelon. They got to have some watermelon. It would not be barbecue without watermelon.
All right.
I know they're going to have some chicken. And for more information, you can give the church a call. And let me get I don't see the phone number, but for kids, it's $5, $10 for children, and under $3. Okay, under $3. Nobody didn't put, here got the phone number, y'all. I'm so sorry, y'all. For more information, give Central Christian Church a call at area code 817-335-1520. That's 817-335-1520. So that's our morning announcement. If you want to give your morning announcement into our radio station, you can email me at news. You can use the number one at yahoo.com. Again, that's news. You can use the number one at yahoo.com. You must get your information in 2 weeks before the event. We can start announcing it and putting the word out. And coming up next week, John, I'm excited. We're going to be doing our first live broadcast. What you think about that, John White?
Oh, gosh, that's great news. That's great news. That's great news. I mean, it's about time.
Yeah, that first. John's been trying to get me to do a live broadcast for a while now. So, you know, we finally got to that time where we can started doing our live remotes and live broadcasts. So our first live broadcast is coming up next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow, next Wednesday. So we'll be broadcasting live at 9 o'clock, same time. We'll be in the parade. Well, I don't know about being in the parade, but I'm not a big parade person. But we will be broadcasting live. If you get a chance to, if you never had a chance to meet my girl Pat, you get a chance to meet me and her both together next Wednesday. And hopefully we'll have our T-shirts. You think we'll have our T-shirts?
I know. I'm hoping to.
He told me to talk to him today, so I got to talk to him as soon as the show is up. So hopefully we'll have our T-shirts. Yeah, we're supposed to be getting our T-shirts made this week. What you think about that?
Wonderful. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I need one. I wanted to be able to come to Texas and have it on without the bike.
Okay.
In the vehicle,
we'll make
of course.
Sure you get one. We'll
yes,
make
absolutely.
Sure that my boy John get his T-shirt. So when he comes to Texas, he'll be able to wear his T-shirts with us. Because we plan on having a lot of different events. Go ahead.
I would love to wear that in New York as well and promote it. That's what's happening.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about.
Awesome.
I like that. I like that. And then when you come to Texas, man, we all take, you know, wear our T-shirts together and take some pictures together and, you know, put it up on the website.
Hey, Donnie.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, I'm also want to kick a shout out to, so that I won't get in any serious trouble. Kick a shout out to my home congregation as well, Forest Hill Church of Christ, and my minister Emmanuel White, the Forest Hill family, and the Mountain View Church of Christ family as well, doing good things, and my family, and as well as those listeners, my friends that are letting me know and critiquing me very well and saying that I was kind of holding back on yesterday. I hope I'm doing better today.
You're doing a lot better.
Donnie, thank you, Donnie. Because see, some people don't have mercy and grace. They just getting over. Pastor, you just gotta. We know you now. We know you. So, you know, they want to come in and just my goodness, just be this large giant. But I do want to shine for Christ because that's what
Amen.
It's all about. Is just allowing His light to shine through us.
Yes.
And by doing that, we fulfill purpose. So I just want to kick that special shout out.
Yes, and John, I want to thank you guys and everybody for all the prayer that went up, everybody that did the pray. I just got to talking to my mother. She's sounding a whole lot better, man. She's been sick in the hospital, but hopefully it looked like she might be getting out, and she already said when she get out, she's going to be listening to the show. What you think about that, John?
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Thinking bigger and focused.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Everybody been calling me up. I've been getting so many phone calls from people from the community. Everybody asking me, they said, how your mama doing? Is she okay? So I definitely want to thank all the hip-hop artists that's been calling me up. And everybody that's been saying that we praying for your mama. I definitely want to thank everybody for praying for me. Y'all keep them prayers coming right here, man, because we trying to do some big things and stuff. Again, John, you got any quick shout-outs real quick?
Well, I just would like to thank everyone. I'd like to thank you, Donnie, and Passion for having me. And I thank everyone as well for...
John, you're not a guest
yes.
on this show. You're not a guest on this program.
Okay.
See, John keeps thinking he's a guest. John is not a guest on this program.
You are
a regular.
Okay.
We love having you every day.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Beautiful energy, beautiful spirit.
When I see that Skype number, I already know. I said that's my boy John right there. I know we're gonna get a word in now.
That's beautiful. And how much time do we have?
Oh, we got plenty. We got it's 50 after the hour. It starts. We normally get cut off by about 59 at the hour. 59. So we got a few minutes. You got something you want to say real quick?
To exchange some energy with respect to love. And the universal principle of love. Love will not only draw and keep things together, but it will dissolve that which does not adhere to its own principle. The following is a quotation regarding the universal principle of love that applies to all life and living and enables the manifestation of physical reality in the process of affinity, adhesion, congruation, and repulsion of atomic particles. All of are composed by the cohesion of unconditional universal love of spirit that holds the universe together, a very powerful spiritual discourse. Love is, as it might be said, cohesion, or a binding force that keeps all things in relationships to their source. But love will dissolve that which is not in harmony with the universal order, for it demands of everything its complete adherence to the principle of its own nature, which is spirit. Few people understand the truth of unconditional love.
love is cool, that makes relationships between husband and wife, parent and child, and friendships possible. If love is only understood in a shallow and superficial manner, relationship becomes impossible and it dissolves. All this because of the lack of spiritual knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. The animal state of mentalism weakens an individual's resolve in life and living as they become moved about like pawns on the chessboard of life and are subjected to the mental forces of wishes, wills, and efforts of other humans stronger than their own. They act on fear. Their mind becomes dysfunctional as it enters into a survival cunning mode, like the animals, and their dignity becomes damaged and increasing their mental stress. They become dismayed, disheartened, followed by anger. The only role they may see and out of their situation is by resorting to the violent behavior and eliminating by whatever means they believe in the offending cause of their pain, which underlying cause is fear. The human mind does not belong to the animal plane of being, and when it does operate on that plane, it violates the principles of its own plane of being and the mental forces of its own nature. The person becomes straddled between the two planes of being and experiences the mental stress conflict of two. However, all.
Dang. Woo! Dang! Beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful. Done. Done.
Yes.
Well, done, man. You did it. Another inspirational word coming from my main man, John White. John White, that was beautiful, man.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you.
Yes, yes,
thank
yes.
You.
All right, child, man, I just want to say this to me. It's up to everybody to make a difference. Make a difference, y'all. It's our last song for today. We'll be back again tomorrow, same time, right here. You got any quick
shout outs
real quick before we leave?
Say it again.
Shout out to my son as well, the Keedrin, my mom, my brother, Keisha, Austin, a lot of friends. I love y'all.
All right. What about you, John? All right, then, definitely want to say a big shout-out to everybody out there for listening to us. And y'all tune in to us again tomorrow morning. We'll be back on again tomorrow morning at the same time. Right here, remember, without God, you're nothing. Put God first, and everything will be all right. It's up to you. Make a difference. Make a difference in somebody's life. Whatever it takes to make a difference in somebody's life, always make a difference in somebody's life. When you do that, you get rewarded for it. I'm Mr. Dunn and B. My girl, Pageant, John White. We'll see y'all again tomorrow, same time, 9 to 12, Standard Time, right here on the All New DB Gospel Network.
We love y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all need the Lord to teach you.
On unsure ground, made a move once before on my own. It was wrong.
I fell down.
Love to know how hard it was, but you picked me up.